went to jail a few years ago, but just recently. In Oshawa, the court case was dropped against a guy by the name of George. They tried to make him go for a psychological evaluation. He said, I do not consent to that. So the doctor was like, okay, well, I couldn't do a psychological evaluation because he didn't consent to it. And then the court said, well, we can't provide any adjudication services to you. And it was written up in the Owen Sound Times. And the prosecutor was quoted as saying, it's an ingenious attack on our justice system, or something along that line. They acknowledge, you know, I mean, yeah, we need your consent, we don't have it.
Unbiased.
Yeah, it was a big win. Although, okay, never mind.
Filtering.
Filtering.
That too is based on consent. We talk about that afterwards.
Yeah, if the camera's on, I'll listen.
We're talking about farmer groups.
No. And the other thing that I'm going to be looking at in court is whether or not we have the power to hold our property under a claim of right. You're in your car, cop comes in, orders you to get out of the car, and they want to then seize your car and put it into impound. Under the Criminal Code of Canada, we actually have a right to say, screw you, I'm holding this property under a claim of right. And if you try using force or violence against me to remove this property, I get to use whatever violence or force is necessary to stop you. So if you pull out a gun and point it at me and say, give me your property, you better hope I'm not in communication with a sniper with a scope on your head, because at that point, I get to kill you. Now, bear in mind, the goal is to not kill anyone. The goal is not to bring violence like this, to settle it, to realize the potential for it before the fact, and to put the judges on the point where they have to question it. So that's the third one. Do we need your consent? Third one, can we hold property under claim of right? The second to final one, I don't know if I'm going to do four or five, but the other one is whether or not we can, in fact, hire peace officers. Now, all of these questions, I know the answers to, or at least I feel I know the answers to, but the cops out there are operating in ignorance of these truths. So by getting a court to look at these issues and then answer it, the cops are bound by it. So the question that I want to bind them with is, can I hire him to be a peace officer? And then that man would be empowered to arrest a cop if that cop tries to enforce a statute in a manner which is contrary to the criminal code. Or is the court going to rule that cops are above the criminal code? So all of these questions, is it this or this? But if they choose this, they're claiming the cops are above the law. And if they choose this, oh, we're all equal, and yeah, you're right, and yeah, you're right, they have no power to do that. What's that? Yes, but it's got to be presented like lose, kind of a win.
Yeah.
The secret that I found, well, not the secret, but one of the strategies that I've been developing, when you're dealing, if we bring action against the existing government, it has to be of the type where it's very detrimental to a bad government, and they know it. It's very positive to a good government, and they know it. And they have no reason to reject it without identifying themselves as a bad government. If you're going out to help a fireman and you're saying, look, I'm training to be a fireman and I've learned how to use this fire extinguisher and to avoid fires, the fireman, if he's a good fireman, is going to say good for you and he will support you in that. If he's a bad fireman who likes fires, he's going to want to try to stop you from learning these things. Peace officers who are actually motivated by being a good peace officer would want you to be a peace officer. They would want you to get to this point where you are empowered so that you're not subject to their commands because you're already a peaceful guy. Bad peace officers are going to be pissed at you claiming the right to be a peace officer because all they want is the control, and the peace officer status is just an excuse. So it's been a long day. All the food's gone. We're all getting tired, and there's a joint in my hat with my name on it. So I think I'm going to close with a little poem for you guys. I'm very blessed. I feel very blessed that you all came out tonight, and I thank you. And you're putting up with our smoking mess. Thank you.
Thanks, Robert.
I'm not done yet. So if you got a drink.